This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. There's more. Allbook-books.com. Substack page. Musings from Between the Lines. By the way, this week I'm posting similar content, both the Substack and this podcast, because I get to talk about it a little more than I can write about. Yeah, it's basically The Meal Day. That's one of my new names for the holiday, is The Meal Day. Because it's not a holiday for some people, and it is a holiday for others, and the holiday is so laced with stuff, horrible stuff, actually. You can look up about the Pequot, the violence that was done to the Pequot people, for which, I forget which politician was thankful for, part of the Thanksgiving, so it's hard to give thanks for anything related to that. The other way I look at it is the autumnal harvest day, because that's what it's about, the foods. And this year I purchased a bunch of copies of a little booklet which just gives the brief overview, or the simplified version, of the Haudenosaunee Iroquois Nation Thanksgiving Address. Greetings to the natural world, words before all else. It's a little fit in the palm of your hand booklet. Ancient roots dating back over 1,000 years to the formation of the great law of peace by a man called the Peacemaker, and perhaps before that. Today, these words are still spoken at the opening and closing of all ceremonial and governmental gatherings held by the Six Nations. And sometimes they could take a week, I think a week or more, to do the overall talk, because it gives thanks to the people, the Earth Mother, the waters, the fish, the plants, the food plants, the medicine herbs, the animals, the four-leggeds, the trees, the birds, the four winds, the thunders, Grandmother Moon, the sun, stars, the enlightened teachers and ancestors, the Creator. So that's what each page has, a little bit about that, and then beautiful drawings. I highly recommend getting this. You can find it, I think they're like $10 each. You can find it at thetrackingproject.org. Thetrackingproject.org. John Stokes runs that project. He's non-native. I spoke to him on the phone when I ordered more, and he carries on some of the work done from the native Jake Swamp. And now this booklet is printed in the Mohawk and English languages. Other editions are available in Mohawk, German, Japanese, Portuguese, Spanish, Swedish, Bisayan, I don't even know that one, B-I-S-A-Y-A-N, and French. Future editions planned in Hawaiian and Chinese. Maybe that is where they already have those out now. And each section is ends with the statement, now our minds are one. So that was part of the Haudenosaunee, may still be, the decisions had to be unanimous. Unanimous, however long it took. So I think of that every time I see election news, which virtually every freaking time it's 51% to 49%. Or thereabouts. And here are people that their tradition is of one mind. So there's a mind boggle Zen koan for you, or a native koan for you. So yeah, I wanted to. I read a poem typically at the holidays, but I feel like this year I was like, oh yeah, people say nice poem, and then what else? Do they even think about it the next day? So I wanted to get some extra booklets to hand out whoever wants them, that way they can read it themselves and carry that energy for the whole year and forever, because that's made a huge difference in my life and my spiritual practice. It's become part of my daily giving thanks to all the different beings in a somewhat abbreviated form, but the consciousness is there. Once it starts, you can keep going with it. So that is why I say it's the meal day because it really is. Part of what I say about the meal day is because people know, pretty much know the native history, and it's pretty much just basically they might have got together for some meals, but it's nothing like it was billed out to be. It was actually pretty much a psyops to act like people were getting along overall, but meanwhile, the respect for the native people is lacking, so it's really a psyops of a holiday as far as I'm concerned. But because of my upbringing and connecting and seeing family, and I still enjoy and appreciate it, but I don't put on it the same kind of looking for that moment when it's like, this is the Thanksgiving I remember when I was a kid kind of moment. It's the meal and the people, which is actually every day of one's lives, unless you're fasting. It's about the meal and the people. So I wanted to read some of what I wrote in my recent book, Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest, Inside Looking Out. And most of this is quotes because it highlights the power of the book. As I go into great detail in my book to show how the book, from the Bible to all kinds of books, have basically been used to detriment. I'm a book lover, but working on that book, it got me to have an overall negative impression of the effects of books on the world, on nature, on the world, on people's consciousness. Of course, though, I do. I still spend a lot of time reading. I love it, and I find out things. So that's why I say overall, when I look at the bigger picture. Specific things, it's great. It's wonderful. It's a vehicle for conveying information, especially now in a big world where not everybody's sitting around the campfire telling stories, but we need more of that. So here's the bit on the holiday. Holidays, for example, Thanksgiving, a national decree that then engineers social behavior, ignorant social behavior, to the detriment of others. Personally, this traveler has pleasant memories of family gatherings for Thanksgiving, yet now knows that the holiday reinforces a false narrative, perpetuating ignorance and repression of native ways. An example of nationalism, social status. I explain more of that in the book. That's the what I call the modernized version of Nazi, N-O-T-S-E-E, because people don't see the truth. So if you don't see the truth and you go along with a nationalized propaganda, it is, and it's social behavior, it's a form of Nazi. So here's the quote. Sarah Josepha Buell Hale was the first woman to publish a book, Northwood, in the English language, in the Americas. She was also the editor of a magazine called Godey's Ladies' Book, which was the precursor to Ladies' Home Journal. Godey's Ladies' Book, under her editorship, raised from a distributorship of 5,000 to close to 500,000. In the 1800s, this magazine had a humongous sphere of influence on American culture. Hale wrote letters to 5 presidents of the United States, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, and Abraham Lincoln. Her initial letters failed to persuade, but the letter she wrote to Lincoln convinced him to support legislation establishing a national holiday of Thanksgiving in 1863. I'll remind you that the Haudenosaunee Thanksgiving address goes back at least 1,000 years. The idea of the typical Thanksgiving dinner came from her description of a New England Thanksgiving in Northwood, the book, which involved turkey and also a lot of major meats. That became the popular picture of Thanksgiving dinner, and for years she wrote editorials saying we need to create this national holiday. So emphasis on the word picture, the popular picture of Thanksgiving dinner. That's what I highlight because that's what I meant by, I think people, they go to the dinner with that image of the meal and all the feelings that go with that. Again, depending on your stance, positive or negative. For Native people, they have gatherings called Unthanksgiving or Day of Mourning. So I just feel it's so essential for people, you know, celebrating Thanksgiving to realize how other people feel about it and the original peoples of the land. Continuing that quote, Congress created the national holiday using the first Thanksgiving narrative that had become popular. So obviously my emphasis in my book was about the power of the book and, you know, magazine sales and this and that. So think of, you know, all the recipes, things you can make for Thanksgiving and decorate your table and all that, whatever's in the magazines I don't read. That whole sort of American package deal comes from a novel. It comes from fiction. So that's the main point. Okay, and further on, more quotes. An epigraph in Hale's 1927 book, Northwood, A Tale of New England, speaks volumes. Because when I heard about the book, I was like, I have to see if I can look it up. So I looked up online, and in the actual book, Northwood, it says, at the beginning, epigraph, he who loves not his country can love nothing. Now again, that's the biggest, there's what I would say is the biggest culprit of the whole deal. He who loves not his country can love nothing, which basically is putting forward that the message of the holiday meal that she proposes in the book that became the actual celebration is saying that the American country was superimposed over the native lands, and if you don't love the American country, if you don't love the American country, she considers it nothing. But if you love the country, you are totally ignoring the native lands and the peoples. So that's my major meat beef with the holiday. Further quote, so it became a myth of how this country was founded. It was a way for people to get their minds around a great story of the creation of this country, to build nationalism amongst them. So as I theorize in my book, the nationalism affects social behaviors. Nationalism, social behaviors. That's actually what the word Nazi translates to, national socialism. National socialism. But in this modern sense, it makes for a nationalism social status, because, you know, certain status of people can afford the meals and do it up a certain way. Everybody, I would say a lot of people, whatever their wealth factor, but there's a status factor behind it, and that's what I call a form of Nazi. If people don't see the native peoples truthfully, if people don't reckon with what's been called the American Holocaust, and that is the title of a book by David E. Stannard, which is probably essential reading, but I think it's a large book, and there's only so much I could read to get to, so that one has not been on my list. But there's the gist of what I wanted to convey about the holiday and the mixed bag, and some of those quotes were from an article in Bioneers.org a while ago, The True Indigenous History of Thanksgiving, and a Wikipedia about Sarah Josepha Hale, and then the archive of the Northwood book. And there's similar stuff about Christmas, but we'll leave it at that for now. By getting those little booklets, to me, the holiday is an opportunity to change the narrative and to shift the discussion and such like. Thank you for listening, and be well.